Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio News. American troops fighting in Afghanistan face all the typical dangers of combat, along with the problem of high altitude. The Pentagon wants to learn more about what's called acute mountain sickness, and it's turning to the University of Colorado for help. The university's medical school is getting $4 million in defense grants to study the effects of altitude. Rob Roach is director of the school's Altitude Research Center. I asked him about those effects, which a lot of visitors to Colorado know about firsthand.
So the dizziness and being a little bit short of breath, almost everybody experiences. Some people, it's very rare, but maybe 1% of visitors to Colorado or less can develop what's called high-altitude pulmonary edema. Luckily, the doctors in the high-altitude clinics know this syndrome very well, and it usually starts with a cough and extreme shortness of breath where you really have trouble catching your breath just sitting down. And if it's not caught, it can lead to serious problems, and it can even lead to death.
How much of a problem is high altitude for troops and for the Pentagon? What have they said about the extent of altitude sickness, especially among the troops who are in Afghanistan?
There isn't a lot of information out there about how many cases of different high altitude problems have been seen. They have spent a lot of effort and money in the last 2 or 3 years in new investigations about how high altitude affects people, trying to find new drugs, new approaches to treating mountain sickness. So that tells me that they're very concerned about whether or not our ability to counter altitude is as good as it could be.
You have actually interviewed some soldiers who were fighting at high altitude, is that right?
That's right. When I've talked to these soldiers, I remember one of the guys telling me, I said, well, you know, what is it really like? What is your really big challenge? He said, Rob, you have to imagine jumping out of a helicopter with more than 100 pounds of weight on my body and my backpack and my armor and my ammunition. I hit the ground, I'm at 12,000 feet, and people are shooting at me. And so I have to run as fast as I can while carrying all this extra weight. Imagine if I didn't know that I was going to be at 50% of my sea level exercise capacity. I'd fall over halfway to getting shelter. And so they're really very concerned. In that case, mountain sickness has nothing to do with it. Physical performance has everything to do with it. And that's a big interest of the military, because all of our medicines to prevent mountain sickness right now do a great job, but they do not do anything to improve exercise performance. And that's something they really need.
Tell me about your laboratory where you can simulate what it's like at different altitudes.
It's a big, long, about 30-foot long, 12-foot across tube that has a couple rooms in it, and it's hooked up by some big pipes to a vacuum pump that will allow us to actually lower the pressure inside of that. So we can do exercise tests in there. We can do simulations of high altitudes. You can't go safely that high that fast, so we limit our tests to altitudes that people are normally exposed to in the continental U.S.
Have you yourself spent any time in the chamber to experience what it's like?
Hundreds and hundreds of hours. And I've done everything that our subjects have done to them. I've had done to me many, many times. I get bad mountain sickness. I get a terrible headache after about 8 hours at altitude, and I sure hope our work in the future lets us figure out what causes that and how we can prevent it.
Well, now you're doing this research for the Pentagon, and you know, U.S. troops have been in Afghanistan for almost 10 years. Why do you think that they are only now funding this research?
That's a good question. I think part of it might be that it takes a while to realize that this is a big problem for the type of war that we're fighting in Afghanistan. I think that they may look at the map, and there may be some speculation about threats in the future. There are a lot of high-altitude areas in different parts of the world where we have national security concerns. So it may be, I'm not saying I know this, but it may be a longer range concern. But I can say it's not too late. There's still a lot of opportunity to help people perform better at high altitude.
Thanks a lot for talking with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.